Okay, so session two, which is about building on session one, and the session is called Information. Now, this is because the primary focus of this session is to unfold, reveal, and allow more data, information about the person to emerge into the coaching relationship. So, and of course, by information, I mean all kinds of information. So, cognitive information, emotional information, and so on. So it's about keeping that space open and deepening that. At the beginning of the session, like in every session, you'll need to be aware of managing urgent or critical crisis-driven concerns. And once that has happened, if it's necessary, then you will want to debrief the action from the previous session. So how did they get along with the homework? And that, of course, will be applicable now for pretty much every coaching session that you do with the client. What we are looking for specifically from the action is what they are learning about themselves. What do they learn when they either did it or when they either didn't do it? It's important to remember that there is no judgment in whether they did or didn't do it. It's about what they're learning about themselves. And it's important that they learn quickly that your job isn't there to be teacher and sort of smack them with a ruler and say, "You didn't do your homework, naughty boy." That's not your role. Your role is really to help them gain insight into who they are and how they function. Once you've debriefed that, then you want to be looking for what is the topic for this next session. In the previous session, the session one, you will have talked to them about what coaching is, and you will have briefly touched on the fact that the client gets to talk about in the coaching whatever they want to talk about. They get to bring whatever it is that seems to be important for them to bring to their coaching session with you in that session. So that's the topic. And that topic may be related to the action they performed or the debrief of the homework or something else. So it can come from anywhere. You want to integrate that topic, which means that you want to be curious with your client about how it all fits together. So how does this topic fit with perhaps the homework or the bigger picture about what's going on in your life or perhaps something that's urgent at the moment and so on. You then want to build on the info already shared in the previous session, in session one. And one way to do that can be also to make sure that you tie back some of the things that you can remember from that previous session. This will do two things. It'll show them that you were listening, show them also that, again, everything is kind of connected. It'll show them that you can sit across multiple sessions. And this is useful for them to understand about you. Once you have stabilized the coaching session or you know what the topic is and so on, one of the intentions of this session is to kind of extend outwards or sort of make the circle bigger. So another way to look at it is to go deeper into things, but going deeper can imply digging things up, which I don't really want to have as the as an energetic way of looking at it. It's more kind of like making more space around us and seeing looking at what else might be in the space and what's in their world, what else is in their world that hasn't yet emerged. Then who are they and how would they describe themselves? So this is really about inviting them to perhaps reveal more about themselves in terms of their values, how they're feeling, how they see themselves in their world, in their life. What are some of the things that bother them perhaps? What are some of the things that excite them, that are important to them? How do they see themselves? So that kind of focus is important. Also, asking them and bringing the conversation to their health. Now, we know that we're in recovery to wellness coaching, so you would have thought that health is already in the conversation. But often, actually, what is only in the conversation is the problem. So it could be that the named healthcare challenge, so the problem with this or the problem with that, or my diabetes or my weight or my stress or my mental health, my substance use, etc., 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 that might well be in the conversation. But I'm talking about health on a larger scale here. So it is about how they're functioning. It's about how's their sleeping. You know, do they take exercise? Don't they take exercise? Do they like play? It's how do they entertain themselves? How do they live? How do they cook? How do they eat? I mean, it's pretty much all of those life behaviors that link back to health. And also another question would be to bring in this idea of wellness. So the perspective that they are in is probably that they're not well because they've got a healthcare challenge. And I'm not doing very well because I have this problem. But of course it begs the question, well, what is wellness? And so often people will say, well, being well is not being ill. So it's not having the condition. But that's, of course, not a deep understanding of wellness. That's just a description of an opposite state to being ill. So important to start getting them curious themselves about what is wellness actually look like for them? What might it be like? Is there a time in their life where they've ever felt really well? And have them describe, you know, what were the aspects of their life and how did that feel and how did that function? Because it's important to start creating a navigational direction. What are we trying to head towards here? And of course, this is going to be defined by them, not defined by you. So you're going to have to ask them and be curious about that. Plant seeds about life, meaning, and purpose. Now, you may well have planted one or two of those in the previous couple of sessions that you've had with this client. If so, plant some more. So it's, again, when I say planting seeds, it's about listening carefully to what they're saying, and then if you hear some language or some energy or some feeling that is about something that is kind of beyond their current dilemma, then it's just sort of opening that up a little bit and asking them perhaps to say a little bit more about it and see what emerges, and asking one or two questions that point them towards that life, meaning, and purpose. Be curious about key relationships or lack of key relationships. And so without getting drawn into deeply into that aspect at this point, you do really need to be curious about their relationships. Now, obviously, the primary relationship they have is with themselves, but of course they may or may not have key relationships with other people around them, or most likely they do. And you, again, want to listen carefully to how they describe those relationships, because later on we're going to be coming back and looking at that more deeply. So this is a place to just be curious about that. Keep the container fluid and the edges clear. So what I mean by container fluid, keep the coaching space fluid. Let the coaching conversation ebb and flow naturally. Don't at this point take charge, use the skill of taking charge too much, but keep the edges clear. So when it looks like we're about to sort of really go whizzing off in one big direction, it can be good to just kind of rein it back in. So just because, again, we're trying to create a contained space that has a known edges, and it's part of your role as a coach to point out to your client when we've got to an edge, and let them decide with you, is this now the time to push that edge or not? Good example would be when you start talking about a relationship. Often, if there's a problematic relationship for somebody in their lives, perhaps with someone close to them, particularly at a difficult time in their life that they are in, then they may well really want to talk about it. And it could be that that it's a big theme, a big topic, and an important aspect of your work together. So it's important to make sure that you create the right kind of structured time with your client to really go into that in a way that will allow them to stay contained, not perhaps start jumping deeply into it 5, 6, 10 minutes before the end of a session, because that can be something that will open up a lot for them, but the session is not long enough to provide time and space for you to deal with it there and then. So you just have to manage those edges. Explain that the recovery to wellness journey, or whatever they are calling it, remember that they get to describe this process of change that they're entering into, and we're calling it the recovery to wellness journey. They may well be using that language as well. Just remember that we want to let them choose how it's described. Explain to them that it's not a hit and miss. That actually there's a lot of knowledge out there, and you have a lot of knowledge about how change processes work. Human beings have been researching this for a long time, particularly in the last 20 odd years, and we know a lot about how human beings work. So changing is not a random process. There are approaches, tools, and so on that can be brought to bear that will really make the chances of change much more likely. There isn't, again, a magic fix. There isn't an absolute rule book, but there are ways that you can really increase your chances of being successful. Explain to them that you're going to be bringing that into your coaching work with them. And again, obviously, at the end of the session, you want to be agreeing action and accountability. So these are some of the aspects that need to get into this session too. And again, like I said, it isn't a cookie-cutter approach to coaching. But if you broadly stick to this kind of map, you will find that you will be slowly building up a relationship with your client that is going to be strong and useful and illuminating for them.